Burnaby, B.C., a Vancouver police officer told a British Columbia coroner's jury that he punched Miles Gray in the head as hard as he could several times because he didn't think anything else would work to subdue the man, other than shooting him. Const. Corey Folkstad testified on the third day of the inquest into Gray's death nearly 8 years ago following a beating by several officers that left him with injuries including a fractured eye socket, a crushed voice box and a ruptured testicle. Folkstad told the jury in Burnaby, B.C., that he and his partner were both in plain clothes when they responded to a call for immediate assistance from a uniformed officer on the day Gray died in August 2015. When the trio of officers found Gray in a yard, Folkstad said he believed the man wanted to fight them and at one point Gray tensed every part of his body and roared. Folkstad said another officer pepper sprayed Gray before they tried to handcuff him. All of a sudden, he just ripped his arms out from us and squared off with us with a speed and strength I couldn't believe, Folkstad said. Folkstad, who told the jury he has been diagnosed with PTSD because of the incident, said he struck Gray in the face multiple times as hard as he could. I didn't think anything else would work at the time and we would have to shoot him, he said. At one point during the confrontation, the officer said he was knocked unconscious. When he woke up, Folkstad said he tried to control one of Gray's legs before additional officers arrived and he was taken for medical attention. Folkstad told the jury that when he first saw Gray, he believed the 33-year-old was experiencing excited delirium, something he said makes people unpredictable with superhuman strength. Prior to the officer's testimony, Coroner Larry Marzinczyk provided the jury with what he called a cautionary note about the term. Marzinczyk said, to his knowledge, excited delirium is not recognized as a cause of death by most pathologists and, there is still some discussion within the medical community over its relevance, as a cause of death. The jury members should put less weight on the evidence of a lay person on the topic and would be hearing from a medical expert later, he said. Several other officers with the Vancouver Police Department are expected to testify at the inquest later Wednesday. The BC Prosecution Service said in 2020 that charges would not be approved against the officers, saying it couldn't prove an offense had been committed. The jury won't be able to make findings of legal responsibility at the inquest but may make recommendations to prevent similar deaths in the future. This report by the Canadian Press was first published April 19, 2023. The Canadian Press.